it was a bit early for women's bands too.
Yeah, that all started down the Haymarket. There was some project that was in the Haymarket.
Mm-hmm. Was it the Women's Warehouse?
Yeah, that's it. Mm. And was 75, 76, okay. Was it? Something like that. Mm. And I know my girlfriend that I hadn't met, it might have been earlier, I don't know. My girlfriend that I hadn't met, who called herself Liz O'Wheel, whose name was Liz Mortis, she was involved down there. And she was involved with the Frida Stairs as well, which was a comedy tap dancing troupe who dressed in kind of hilarious costumes. And they actually practiced their tap routines. They had the proper tap shoes. Mm. And Jeannie Malone was the one who kind of took them under her wing and tried to teach them to tap dance. And some of them took it seriously and they rehearsed and that. And I can remember after I got involved with Liz going along and watching these performances and thinking this performance could have been quite good except for the timing and the music. And after I don't know how many, I said, look Liz, I can't stand it any longer, just let me do the music. And I sort of took charge of the music to try and so that there could be a cue and they'd know the music would come on and they could start, you know. Yeah. And because there were so many foul ups with the music, it was just, and it was too hard, and they'd lose their steam and their nerve and their coordination. They'd go all to pieces, and it'd be a catastrophe. But I was never allowed to be more involved in the sound because that was Liz's territory.
Mm.